Muncher.
What's happening, Munchers? My name is Harsh.
And I'm Shreyas.
And welcome back to the Good, Bad and Filmy. Thank you for joining us once again. What are we doing today, Walter?
We're doing When They See Us.
When You Guys See Us.
Yep.
When They See Us, sorry, is the latest series on Netflix. Is directed by
Ava DuVernay,
who's also doing what?
She's doing New God by DC, baby.
DCEU fanboys, Ava, as you guys already know.
Yep. And oh my god, I mean,
this is intense.
Yeah.
This is based off of a real story. This is inspired by true events.
Yeah, 89.
What is the revolver?
Yeah, so basically there's a mishap in Central Park.
Right.
And these kids, these teenagers, they kind of get caught into this. Five of them, yeah. And they just sort of forced into the police station.
Right.
As kids, not backed up by their families or anything else. And they just get forced into doing shit and sort of saying stuff that they didn't do.
They coerced into giving a false confession. And then they get...
And then they get jailed. And then, you know, how they deal with it, the consequences of it, etc. etc. And yes, it's a true story, and oh my god,
it was Liz's dirt and good.
Yes, yes.
First and foremost, this series is really heavy. I do not know, firstly, if it's for everyone, because this is definitely not for the faint of heart.
Yes,
this series is not pulling any punches. Oof. It goes in and it goes in hard.
Yes.
The way they've portrayed, firstly the kids, their acting is on point. It is phenomenal.
Right.
I have probably never seen better child actors.
Absolutely.
Than in a series like this.
Right. I mean, it's like, I think it's down to fantastic. Like, yes, it's a true story, but the writing, the directing, like every
and
scene.
And the portrayal of these real people who are still alive.
Right, right.
The portrayal is so on point. It just, it's gut-wrenching. It hits you. It's just so hard. There was a time literally where I burst into tears.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Full on tears. I'm not talking about sniffling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about full on tears. And
absolutely.
That's saying something about this, about a series like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's got four mini series between like an hour and a half each. And I found myself crying like two, three times each episode.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just like every scene, every story, the family around them, the community.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so well done, and you feel for these guys.
Absolutely.
So much, which is why he's saying it's not for the faint hearted and like be prepared and stuff. And that's like an ode to how well it's written, how well it's directed. So it's just mind boggling.
And one thing I really like, that every shot in this entire series is always contributing to the overall plot. There's nothing that is out of context that you can't understand what was the point of it being there, because every shot in it, small or big, is always just adding on to either these characters or their overall arc.
Yeah.
And how they have gone from little kids who are innocent, who don't even understand the consequences of them. Exactly. They don't know what they've done. They don't understand the, you know, actions that are being implied on them.
Yes.
And going from that to becoming adults,
it's insane. I mean, and not just the kids, it's just like the black community as a whole, where they were kind of like targeted and stuff like that, and like, you know, the whites were too harsh on them and it's sort of clanging down on them. To see that and just the way it flows through each and every person, each and every scene, the soundtrack, the backups, is just so beautifully
done. It is phenomenal.
Right. So, so enough jizzing on this.
You want to dive into the bads?
Yeah. So the bad, sorry guys, there's none.
None whatsoever, zero. I think this series is riveting.
Oh no, I know what's bad. In that it got over in four episodes and now we don't have more.
Another thing that I can probably think is, it's not for the faint of heart. I know a couple of people who watch this, two episodes in, they're like, I can't do this.
Can't handle that.
Because it's too brutal, it's too realistic, I would say.
But again, that's not bad, right?
Yeah. So it's, I think it's phenomenal. Let's just deep dive into this.
So, I mean, like, there's been a documentary about this. It's a true story. So it's not just good material, but it's done so well that, you know, Ava DuVernay, like, she's not only put herself on the map, she's put this story on the map. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, she was like, you know, there's a series actually on Netflix, because Oprah Winfrey's produced this.
Yeah.
So there's a 1 hour sort of extra special where she's sitting with the cast and she's sitting with the real life guys as well. And Ava DuVernay is talking about how, you know, she did her thing and she was glad that it was trending at number 16.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, like, it's blown up all over the world, right?
She's getting tweets from Netherlands, she's getting tweets from Brazil,
Germany,
everywhere. This series right now is the hottest series on Netflix.
Right.
It's the most viewed series in the US currently, which is phenomenal.
Right.
And rightly so, man. Like, I think this is the best piece of television that I've seen in ages. I think the last good thing comparable to this that I saw was the finale of Breaking Bad, and whoa, after this, I think this is
just, huge.
It's blown me away.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's just like, even if you don't know that it's a true story, absolutely, or if you don't know, you know,
even
what's
I
going
did.
On. Yeah, exactly. It's just that, though, like from the very first second, like you see these, you know, these black kids and they're
yeah.
doing their thing, and you know, obviously they're from very humble communities
yeah.
and stuff, and just the way things progress, and you know, a lot of shit is happening, and the kind of stuff like the white people are doing in the police precinct and stuff is like, I can't believe like this is what's going on, and you feel
absolutely.
For each and every one of them,
absolutely.
And you're crying with them, and you're like, what would you do in that position?
Absolutely, because these are kids that we're seeing, these are kids that we're following, and we latch onto them very quickly because we just come, we understand where these kids are coming
yes.
from.
Yes,
they are innocent.
Yeah.
They have their aspirations
their
ahead
hopes
of them.
And
they,
dreams,
exactly,
yeah.
they're living their life, they're having fun, they're
yeah.
doing the thing.
Yeah,
and then they get caught up in something.
Some such like a shitstorm.
Exactly, and they can't even get out of it because the entire world
yes.
is watching these guys,
yeah.
right? And the attorneys just kind of like,
yeah, just twist their story.
Absolutely,
like,
because this has become political now. It's
yes,
about survival
yeah.
more than anything else.
Right.
So yeah, these guys take the brunt
right.
for it.
Yeah.
And
foof,
what
and
a series.
Yeah, and these
absolutely.
Guys sort of like lose out on their adolescence, something like
absolutely.
That growing up, and you don't know if they're gonna come back out into the real world being as innocent, and do
yeah.
they still have like a good outlook on life? Are they, you know, forgiving? Do they want to start fresh?
Yeah.
So it's like you're living that journey with them, you know, as kids, to have this sort of thrust upon them, not just them, how the families deal with it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, humble communities. So like, you know, we've got drug addictions and we've got like people without parents and stuff like that. So just overall, this is so freaking brutal. You guys have to catch this.
Absolutely, that's our recommendation. Do check this out ASAP. I
yes.
would say leave everything else, drop this review, go check it out right
yes.
now.
So yeah, something like this shouldn't even have, you know, like a rating. This should be like a separate When They See Us. Like if you rate anything as When They See Us, that means like that's the ultimate.
That's the penultimate, absolutely.
Absolutely, so yeah, because like even from the bad, we had nothing except for the fact I got over.
Yeah.
Overall, we're just left like shivering in terms of what did we just
yeah.
watch. You
shaken.
Know? Yeah, absolutely. But not
stirred.
Needing
a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah, so what, 5 stars? Maybe this deserves more than 5 stars.
I would
right?
give it a 6 out of 5.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, this is a star in itself, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ava DuVernay. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey and team, for producing something like this. Thank
absolutely.
You to the actors.
Absolutely, for doing such a bang up job on this entire series.
Absolutely.
I, as a watcher of a series like this,
yes.
I couldn't have been happier. I think that this is something that I'm going to revisit again and again
for sure,
and
for
again.
Sure. Yeah.
Whew, thank you so much for all of this.
Yep.
And yeah. According to us, do check this out once again.
Please,
yeah. right now.
Right.
And thank you guys for watching this. We loved it. Ooh. Be sure to check it out.
Yes.
As usual, like, share, subscribe if you like this video. Be back for more. We've got a lot more content coming your way really soon.
Yo.
Be back to Good, Bad and Filmy really soon. We'll catch you.
See you guys.
Next time. Cheers.